Well, who among you have never prayed? No hands are up. That's good. Who among you will say you know how to pray? Two? Yes. That's kind of a weird question, isn't it? We all know how to pray in one way, and in another way, we all wonder that the way I pray, is this the way it's supposed to be? Or is it something that I'm just making my words so that it may sound good to me? So, what is really prayer? That's something that I want you to think about today. And as probably my usual practice goes, I don't have answer for you. But I have some references that I would like to show you from the Bible and from my experience. This particular reading from Chronicles, this is last chapter of the Chronicles. There are kings and there are chronicles. They are about the same thing. But Chronicles write something in a little detailed way than Kings. Kings is more story. Chronicles is more history, in a way. And this is the last chapter of the first Chronicles, which means this is the last giving. This is last charge. This is the last moment that King David is wishing to make sure that the kingdom that he built will have a future. Think about it. Do you know King David? You know how he became king? Well, he literally kind of overturned his master, King Saul, and became king. King Saul also was his father-in-law. And then King David, do you think he had a good life? Would you trade your life to be King David's life? I wouldn't. I wouldn't, really. You're right, yes. He had a horrible life, actually. As a child, he was chosen to be king of this great kingdom to be. And he had to fight against his own father-in-law. Not only that, later, he also was betrayed by his own son. His son Absalom, who killed all the elder brothers of him and kind of tried to become king by himself. So King David had to fight against his own son and also had to see him killed in the battle. Now he has another son, Solomon, to be king. But he's a young boy. And King David is about to pass away. He knows. He can sense it. So if you read this prayer again, having that picture in mind, this is father's wish for the son to have a good reign, yet he's not certain that he can have it. So he's addressing all things, basically, that everything is from you, God. We know that. You own everything. We know that too. Please let my son know this. So now, if you can think about it again, do you think he's really saying these words to God or to his own son? Interesting, isn't it? Solomon's definitely standing right there at this moment with all the people. So when we pray, is it really that we really think and believe that we have to speak these words out loud so that God can hear us? Or is it that we're telling it actually to ourselves so that we believe, we feel the presence? Or to our fellow friends and family? Interesting, isn't it? How many of you actually believe that Jesus Christ was actually God incarnate? Okay? You don't have to believe, I was just curious. If you are, then this is what your God actually tells you about prayer. So that itself kind of brings a different attention to it. Ever since the beginning of human history, we have been doing certain acts that later became rituals, worships, that we want to communicate with the supernatural beings who may be in charge of bigger things than what we do on here. And we have done many, many things in that context. Like in Chinese character, the word spirit is kind of standing in a way that people say a lot of word to heaven, it rained. That's the word about spirit. Interesting, quite. So there is this desire that we have that we want to definitely connect or even know. Wouldn't that be easier that if you have, you receive an email from God every morning about what to do? Would that be easier or harder? Yes. Would you like that? No. You see, of course not. Can God actually do that? Not really. No. Why not? Well, that's about the nature of God, but at the same time, nature of us. God is love. Love cannot dictate others to do what it wants. At the same time, we are a form of love too. Love cannot be forced. So in this great relationship between God the Creator and the creatures, us, somehow we have to build a free communication based on voluntary choices. Now, what Jesus is saying here is quite interesting. Two things at this point I'd like to point out is that he says two things that we shouldn't do. One is about being a hypocrite, saying the beautiful words of prayer in front of people, like, I can pray this way. I am this much faithful, using all those beautiful words. For what? For his or one's own glory. I am faithful to show it to the people. Called hypocrites. There's a Gentiles saying that, in a way interesting, but many words. Because of their many words, they're believing that God may hear them. So in a way, there's hypocrites who know how to pray, but will not do it. Why? The real prayer they know, but it does not give them any glory. And there are the ones who does not know how to pray, but they say a lot. Maybe God is in vacation when I'm praying at this time, so maybe I'll pray this way, or maybe I'll pray all the time. And the message is, somehow, from David to Jesus, it's same. God sees your heart. God knows. In a way, it's like God praying to God is something like, this is the being who knows in and out of you, every single thing about you. There's not a single thing that you can hide from this being. That's quite scary. So, how will you pray to such a being? How to pray the being who knows everything about us? Well, according to Jesus, that's the Lord's Prayer. It takes probably a couple of hours to explain the whole thing. So, just briefly, real briefly, begins with our Father in heaven. It's our Father. God is our Father. You know, Father means we have a direct connection. Also, Father means we are in the likeness and image of this Creator. We have a direct connection to God. We are like God. Prayer means setting up a connection, more likely communication. Yet, for our spirits, it is about coming into the presence of God. Now, this phrase has a problem. Why? God is always present. How come we can come into His presence? And we kind of agree that we come to His presence. Why? Because from our experiences that sometimes we feel stronger presence, and we sometimes don't feel the presence at all. We also know that when we go to certain places, like church, like woods in the nature, or sometimes, in a certain times, when you feel real love from somebody, or real love that is coming out of your heart, you may also feel the presence. So, somehow, God is always present, but the way we receive the presence changes. Now, God is not changing, so we are changing from time to time. And in a way, prayer is about to make sure that we're connected. If you have a very good internet connection, I know this is technology, but you don't know about it. Okay? So, you always miss your friend. I'm in America and my friends are in South Korea, so my family, friends, all of them. So I can tell you better about that. If you just can't call them, you only hear their voices, then you miss, you know, their faces and all that. But when you can see their faces by using Skype or those other technology, that brings different affection to your heart, different sensations. But long time ago, you only can do it by exchanging letters. So from the just the letters that you have to wait like about a month, that when you send a letter to somebody in abroad, you probably have to wait at least a month to receive a reply. And when you have that letter, with that letter, what does it come? All these good feelings about this person. Somehow you feel connected. Then there's a phone that you can call and hearing the voices. That was great. Now you can see them face to face real time. It feels like you are there with them. Yet, if you don't know any of these things, you may just sit home and miss them and don't know how to connect to them. I know it's not really a perfect example, but somewhat it's similar about connecting to God. It's about having your mental receptibility intact. That, like hypocrites, for example, we don't pray in a way to show it to the people. And that's Jesus' first advice. Please don't do that. Why? Because prayer is your inner connection with God. And two, don't try to say a lot of words that you feel like you can impress God by saying a lot of words. But yet, do we just say the Lord's Prayer and feel that that's enough? Well, as a human being, you want to say something personal. And there are personal prayers too, that you want to pray for some specific other things. The most important thing probably about prayer is it really working? Does prayer work? In what way, then, if it works? Let's say if we pray to have a healing of somebody at this moment, will that work? Well, some churches believe that's the way it is. Some churches don't. And my belief, it works, but in the way with two conditions. One, it has to be properly with the divine providence. That God sees this is the way that is beneficial to your soul. Two, are you really sincerely wanting this? You know, as I was trying to say, God is love. Love does not force anything to be any way that is against its own will. Now, when we ask something to God, do we really want that? Are you really sure that's the one that you really wanted? It's like, be careful about what you wish for. Do you really know that's something that you really wanted? And also, do you know that's really good for you? God will not grant any wishes of ours, even if we're dying to have it, if it's not good for us. Well, we still try to get it. Maybe we get it by our own hands and then regret about it, or turns out that that's not something that we wanted. But if we see God as the loving power that created this universe, that is maintaining this universe, and God is life itself. So when we sincerely wish something to happen, and if that is right, that is really good for us, what God does not make it happen overnight. What God does is God magnifies our ability to achieve it. Why? It is on the right direction. That's why prayers work sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it produces miracles. Sometimes it becomes just empty words in the air. As soon as it goes out of your mouth, it disappears. What Jesus is really trying to say to us about prayer is that your word has power. Or what you say has to have a power. Why? It is from your heart. Every single word you're speaking out has to have a meaning. Why? It is spoken by you. It has to mean something to you. It has to have a connection to you, to your heart, to your being. Then it will have power. Same connection as in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And everything that is created by means of the Word. God's word has power. So is your word. Why? You are created in the image and likeness of God. Only thing we need is to have this pure, good connection to God, who is always available. Let us pray. Dear Lord God, we know that you know us. We also believe that you see all our needs and wants. But also we trust in you that you will grant the things that are necessary and really beneficial to our souls and spirits. Oh Lord, strengthen our faith in you. Make our minds clear and pure so that the words that we speak to you may have power and meaning before you. In your gracious name we pray. Amen. Amen.